Hello, good afternoon. My name is Diego from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe, a locked container or case, or a locked box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's something that you could easily get to, you know, like a fingerprint thing or something, because that's what I have.
Okay, thank you so much for the answer, sir. We are already then close to finishing on the poll. I really appreciate your time. The next question would be, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock, a combination lock, or a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Fingerprint.
A fingerprint. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, just because if somebody breaks in my house, I need to be able to get it quick. So that's what I have.
Certainly. Thank you. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
No. I mean, it's got to be locked, but it's got to be loaded because if somebody's been breaking my house, I can't be messing around with trying to load a gun, you know?
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
I'd say that's secure.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
I'm not sure. Not sure about that. I have to give that one more thought.
Well, if you want, I can just repeat back the question briefly. If a firearm is not in a physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
I'd support it, that it has to, be, you know, whoever's owner is,
Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support, oppose, or would you be undecided?
Could you repeat that one?
Yeah. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Yeah, I support that.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support, oppose, or undecided?
I support that.
Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support, oppose, or undecided?
I support that.
Thank you. We're almost done, sir. Thank you so much again for your time. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Support, oppose, or undecided?
I support that.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, would you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your age?
38.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White Anglo.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much once again for your participation, sir. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good day, sir.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.